Good evening. I thought that I'd do a bit of an audio post because I don't really feel like writing anything this evening, but there are lots of good ideas for posts floating around, and I thought it would be good to get them out before they die. I was kind of in two minds about it because, yeah, I'm not in the best condition to be rendering these ideas to the full extent of their goodness, but that doesn't matter. There'll be lots of ideas tomorrow. New, exciting, fresh, novel ideas. So it really doesn't matter. And strange things are afoot. Strange things are afoot. Ben Tendo keeps having strange things happen to him, and it's really interesting. First of all, there was that whole black cat thing, which kind of interested me because I really, really want to get a cat. Although there are various practical obstacles to that at this time. And it really seemed to get to him as well. And he suggested on that basis that we should definitely get a black cat, and this led to the idea that maybe we should booby-trap the house superstitiously, because none of us are superstitious. We're not superstitious in this house, but a burglar who came in and tried to steal all of our material possessions might be superstitious, and therefore they would be affected by the booby-traps. For example, we thought that we could set up the stepladder by the back door leading to the garden, so anyone walking into the garden would be forced to walk under a ladder. Or we could, indeed, in addition to this, we could put a tripwire in the hallway, which would set off some kind of Rube Goldberg device that led to an umbrella being opened, maybe many umbrellas. And, of course, we would get a black cat, so anyone walking around the house would be constantly passing a black cat. We're not superstitious, so it wouldn't affect us. You know, we may have some fondness for what the psychologists in their naivety disdainfully refer to as magical thinking. That doesn't mean we're superstitious. Make no mistake about it. Where was I? Booby-trapping the house superstitiously would be a good idea. Strange things happening to Ben Tendo. Strange things keep happening to Ben Tendo. I don't know what that's about. Okay, the black cat. Also, he gave up smoking the other day, or at least he decided that he would give up smoking. Since then, he's found in pubs on the street round about the place, not one, not two, but three pouches of not just any tobacco, but the tobacco he smokes, Champion, I was going to say Champion Blue because that's the rolling tobacco that I used to smoke, but it's actually not Champion Blue, it's Champion Yellow, which is just Champion. Three pouches of it, just lying around. The universe doesn't want Ben Tendo to stop smoking, and it's telling him in a very forceful way. I don't know what it's about, but it's interesting. I've really fucked up this message. It hasn't come out at all well. I'm kind of drunk and I'm very emotional for reasons which I'm not going to tell you about because it's kind of private. You could ask the people concerned, but they wouldn't be able to tell you either. And that's really the problem. This message is too emotional. I can't post this. There's too much raw emotion here. There's not enough strategy. I'll regret it in the morning. But nothing is true and everything's permitted, and that's kind of the point of this blog in a lot of ways to me. So I might as well just go ahead and post it anyway. Who cares? Tomorrow will be another day and interesting things will happen. And this is what it's all about. Thanks for listening, gentle reader of Hagakure 419. Your patronage is appreciated. We appreciate you. That is all.